Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, for parents, the Leaving Cert can be a stressful time, but perhaps even more stressful is what comes next, the now traditional sixth-year holiday. Is it possible at all to ensure that they come back in one piece? Dr. Chris Luke is host of the Irish Medical Lives podcast. Afternoon, Chris.
Hi, Sean.
You've seen kids who've come back from these holidays, I assume.
Absolutely, yeah. And I've been one of those kids, but that was many years ago, back in the 70s. But in fact, the usual hallmark of such a returner is that they look incredibly pale when you pull the cubicle curtain aside in the emergency department and you find this kind of spectral creature who hasn't seen any sun in the previous 2 weeks because they've been out partying all night.
Yeah. Oh, good God. And so normally, if they're in such a poor state that they've reached you, what kind of things could be wrong with them?
Well, I mean, when you're thinking about what can go wrong with the Leaving Cert holiday, that, you know, you obviously have to think about what normally goes wrong with that, your offspring. I mean, basically, it's more of the same. So if they have a history of asthma or allergy or, you know, irritable bowel or migraines, the most likely thing to go wrong is a flare up of that background problem with the typical extreme heat or exhaustion or intoxication that you'll encounter on a week or two in some flesh pot in the Mediterranean.
Yeah. Now, there's so many things, of course, that could go wrong, and people listening will be very familiar with some tragic stories that have come out of these things. I suppose that the first one is there, as you see, dehydration is a big thing because they're going to somewhere that's hot, they're drinking too much alcohol, and they're not looking after themselves.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, as I say, the first thing to be aware of is making sure that if they have a history, for example, of severe anaphylaxis, to nuts, make sure they have the adrenaline pen, the EpiPen, and their usual medications. That's number one, because that's the commonest problem. But then most of the problems after that follow from a mixture of geography and intoxication. So sadly, we have had tragedies. And I, of course, the first tragedy that comes to mind is not a Leaving Cert student, but it's the much beloved Dr. Michael Mosley, who basically went off what seems to have been the beginnings of a heat stroke in the middle of a heat wave on a Greek island 12 months ago. And he basically collapsed behind a wall and wasn't found for a day or two and sadly succumbed. So basically the first thing to do is to think what could go wrong given the geography of that particular destination. And that means, you know, is there scrub behind the beach bar that's unlit after midnight and, you know, it has rocks and ravines that you could stumble into and fall over, because, you know, obviously you have to assume that the young Leaving Cert type who's partying has had too much ouzo or vino or whatever, and of course the great problem is that they get detached from their gang and then they wander off into the darkness. The other issues, of course, are things like, you know, going for, you know, skinny dipping into the sea, you know, where there's no light, and getting pulled in by a riptide. Probably the thing that I worry most about when it comes to accommodation would be the what's called balconing. And that's basically where young men typically climb up balconies on these high rises in Magaluf and Ibiza, and of course fall off or jump into a partially filled swimming pool. And the other thing that happens, of course, sadly, is that people who are a bit tipsy literally topple over the edge of a balcony when they're taking a selfie. So balconies are dangerous. And again, that's part of the geography.
Mother of God. Drugs. They may well have had some experience with drugs beforehand, but I assume in a way that there's people on the usual locations that they go, that these kind of parties go to, that there are people there going, yes, there are customers.
Absolutely. I mean, that's exactly it. I mean, drug dealing always targets a place where there are young people with cash to spare. And, you know, obviously the most significant drug will be drink. And, you know, the first thing you'd say to your young man or your young woman is to look, try and stick to the beer, because the hassle and the difficulty arises usually when you've got a mixture of shots or ouzo, or you've had some sort of retsina, God knows what strength. And then, of course, you start getting into the what we call the RDS, the relentless drinking syndrome. And it's basically after a few scoops that people are most likely to be tempted to experiment or to buy whatever's being sold in and around the clubs and pubs in these resorts. So you're talking obviously about cannabis, but you're more importantly, you're talking about cocaine and ecstasy. And of course, the two drugs that are really coming up on the outside in terms of popularity, which are laughing gas or nitrous oxide or NOS as it's known. And they're normally sold in balloons and clubs for about €10 a pop. And the other drug, of course, that we worry about is ketamine. And ketamine is becoming frighteningly popular. Now, if you try it just the once, it tends to be a sort of an out-of-body experience where there's a detachment and a euphoria. Some people will get, have a paranoid, sort of ab reaction. But really, it's only when they continue to use. And that doesn't tend to be a major problem with the leaving cert holidays. But still, it's a drug you're trying to watch out for because it's a dangerous drug to get addicted to.
Yeah. Risky sexual behaviour, which I assume is of a piece with all the things you've been talking about.
Absolutely, because again, it's sort of one thing borrows another. I mean, if you have too much drink, that's when you tend to experiment or take drugs. And then, of course, afterwards, when you leave the club or the pub, that's when, you may have various types of sexual encounter. And of course, we're in the midst of epidemics of infections like chlamydia and gonorrhea. And that's where it's so important to make sure that they have a bag of condoms with them and that they're aware that, sexually transmitted disease can be silent. It often is silent, particularly with chlamydia and gonorrhea. And that kind of silent infection can be a major issue in subfertility or infertility later in life. So, it's not just the unwanted pregnancy, but it's the unwanted sexually transmitted disease that you're trying to prevent with condoms.
Yeah, at least with condoms, you can physically put the condoms in their bag. You can't really inject common sense into them. And I suppose it's in these things, is it your own child you should talk to, or maybe the person who's organized the thing who might, be a bit better at marshalling the rest of the group with them?
Well, Sean, I've been going into schools for over 25 years trying to talk to pupils and parents. And I've long since learned that the people you need to talk to, whether you want to try and deter people from experimenting with drugs or whatever, are the parents. Because the problem with, drug education is that on the one hand, the more drug education we've had over the last 25 years, the more drug taking has gone on. So there's a kind of a weird parallel a trajectory with drug taking and drug education. But what seems to work is where you basically educate the parents and remind them that the main determinant of how their offspring behaves when it comes to risk taking is the behavior at home. So it's the behavior that parents role model, at home. So if there's kind of a lot of smoking and drinking in the house, that tends to be much more predictive of risk taking in the youngster. But in terms of the actual holidays that are going to happen in the next week or two, I always say, the parents won't have much joy talking to their own offspring, but they're likely to have some success talking to their offspring's best friends. Because the way often you get on very well with your son or daughter's best friend, and they look to you in a far more friendly way than they do to their own parents. Mm. So basically a little chat behind the scenes with the best friend and say, look, guys, make sure you look after each other. That's absolutely crucial. That's the most important thing of all. Make sure you stick together in a club, in a pub, or when you go out. Make sure no one gets left behind. For example, when you're on a beach late at night or when you're leaving the club together, make sure that they all know they need to have the same, their basic meds, their usual meds, the bag of condoms, the first aid. And the first aid is very simple. 90% of mishaps and incidents can be managed with a packet of Kleenex, Nurofen and paracetamol, and make sure you have water at all times, because it's nearly always hot day and night, whether you're in a hot club or whether you're in the heat of the sun. And of course, the thing which sounds incredibly sensible and dull, comfortable shoes, because it's amazing how many people come back from holidays with infected blisters, infection roaring up the legs from a little cut due to an ill-fitting shoe on a foot. So basically, my main point would be, I suppose, that it's up to the parents at the moment to preempt and to anticipate, because the youngsters are up the walls at the moment studying, even for the final exams. And the final point I'd say to them, please, and I've come across this twice in the last 12 months, where some young person has fallen off a balcony and had, you know, really devastating injuries, and there's been major difficulty repatriating them from Mediterranean resorts back home. So probably the most important thing I'd say to parents, and again, it's nothing to do with the child in a sense, is to make sure they have medical insurance that specifically enables them to be repatriated by air ambulance or whatever back to Ireland. That's the top tip.
Right. Okay. Mother of God. Yeah, well, people listen to Chris. I'm just going,
I'm changing
the locks on my teenager's door, and that's it. Really.
The thing is, Sean, you know, if you've done that, you have literally, if you follow what I've just suggested, it's very dull. But do not impose that burden on your youngsters. Do it for them. Mm. Get the first aid stuff, get the insurance, and have a chat with their best friend. And all the parents should be having chats with their offspring's best buddy and the best buddy's parents, and make sure that they know the rules of the rules of play. And then you can let them off. And, you know, remember, 99% of them will have a great time, an unforgettable time, for the right reasons.
Yeah, let's hope so. Chris, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was Dr. Chris Luke there, the retired consultant in emergency medicine and host of the Irish Medical Lives podcast.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.